when I come to church and sit down, really, I don't know what's on my mind, if Brother Marty's going to call me and ask me to either pray, well, definitely pray or speak about something, but I fear it's important to come up here is to speak about something very fruitful for everybody and not only myself. And if I don't have something to say, I'd be rather just pray, but something came to me, as always, when we were singing the song, Hark the Herald Angels, songs, things come to your mind when you hear a song. What comes to my mind is the old great movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And, you know, even at the end of the movie, you know, I can still see that little girl he's holding on his shoulder, his arm. You know, look, Daddy, the bell rang. That means an angel got its wings. Well, scripturally, I'm not sure. I don't know where that says anything about wings, but that's okay. There's a lesson in that movie for all of us. And the lesson is, you know, number one, if you looked at George Bailey trying to control his life, but everything he wanted to do, it just kept failing. And then finally, he still was doing good things. He was a man of God, and it even tells that in the movie, which is very rare these days. And he did well in the community. He gave back. Everybody knew him. He was not a selfish man. In fact, you know, he was a picture of unselfishness. And then, of course, you know, something terrible happened. And this is how our lives go.
Yeah.
Something terrible happened. And he wanted to end his life. And then he was shown by Clarence that you really had a wonderful life. And then at the end of the movie, people gathered around him because they cared for him. And it was a reflection of his life through serving the Lord and helping others. Well, that's just like us. You know, I've had my bad times, and, you know, sometimes Satan, well, I know Satan, what he does is tries to bring us down. We're up here. He's going to get you down. When he gets you down, he's got you where he wants you. He's going to keep you down. And that's hard to balance in your life, but the best way to balance is always to keep your eye on the Lord. And the way to do that is to come to church service, read your Bible, study, Bible studies. Being around folks like us. I know we're having our Christmas dinner in a couple weeks, and I encourage everybody to come, and then some. But surround your life with good things, and not to be a selfish person trying to do everything on your own and for yourself. Because we are rewarded here on earth, and of course our eternal reward is being with the saints in heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to be here, gathered today with all these good folks that we love so dearly, Lord. We give thanks that you've given in our hearts and our spirit to come together and to serve you today on each Sunday that we do attend. And we pray that we clear our minds today and listen to the lesson that Brother Marty's about to give us, and that it is fruitful for all of us today and as we live here. We give thanks for this wonderful life you've given us, the abundance of blessings that we have, the safe country that you have given us and that we were born in. And we do pray for our leaders as we do come into the new terms of offices, that they bring the spirit of the Lord back into the politics, back into serving man, and to be on our side, Lord. Let's not let this be a fear situation, but be a thankful situation, Lord. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. And of course, you know all those that have been mentioned today. You know all the needs of all the people that need help, no matter what it is, Lord. Give them the best gift to them is the Holy Spirit to comfort them and to use your healing power to do what you feel is the right thing to do, whichever it is, which is always good for your glory. In Christ's name we pray, amen.